It's time for the emergency break of the week.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Coming up next, Scott Shanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait, wait, hey,
whoa.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry, I thought you wanted us to say that.
What?
What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Oh, you're playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio. Tell me the answer.
Why not? Why don't you want
to
hear it?
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
No, go to break.
You know, this team's just not that good.
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the Friday tradition known as the emergency break of the week, brought to us by Classic BMW. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, it's the man himself, the LeBron of e-brakes, Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. They were talking about Wheel of Fortune and the job that Vanna White has, turning letters. Well, listen what letter Norm chose.
3-4 months a year, something like that.
Yeah, it's a good gig if you can get it.
What do you have to study for? I mean, you have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Ooh. Well,
Donnie, don't
put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Donnie,
why am I being blamed for this?
Oh, I like that, man.
You said it. I don't even know if I want to do anything else.
Let's just go to break.
48. That's right. It's 11:48. Let's talk to Bob and Dan next on The Ticket.
Nice drop placement there by Jer. And then, yeah, wait, can you pause it for a sec, Jer? So, like, I don't know, minute or two later, Donnie is still, just to show you what an e-break this is, Donnie is still laughing.
And that's the one he picks. And then he's mad at me. Oh, my gosh. All right, here we
go,
Jer.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Donovan here for Cohen.
So I still have not heard Norm laugh in there.
Not
yet.
Once.
No, I didn't hear Norm
not
laugh.
Not once.
Touched the V.
I did hear him say that. So we have yet another Norm drop.
Is his not laughing the equivalent of the great home run hitter who just drops the bat and watches it?
Yeah, he doesn't have to celebrate or bat flip.
Everybody else in the stadium is going crazy, but the great home run hitter just drops the bat and watches it.
They're in football. That's him just handing the ball to the referee. Scored again.
Yep.
Or he's just pissed.
Or that. Yeah, could be that. Let's hear it one more time.
3-4 months a year, something like that.
Yeah, it's a good gig if you can get it.
What do you have to study for? I mean, you have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Ooh. Well.
Donnie, don't
put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up. Why am I being blamed for this?
I like that, man.
You said it.
All right. So I love how Donnie and Soroy are just dying laughing. And yeah, there is not a chuckle from Norm. All he can say is, Donnie. Mm. Yeah, as if Donnie said it. But that one is on Norm, once again, up for the e-break, candidate number one. Candidate number two, this also happened during Norm and Donnie's show. Norm was given, I guess, Sam advice on where to go if he's ever in Gun Barrel City.
Okay, my brain can't handle that.
First of all, there's no amount of advice Norm could give Sam that Sam would even take seriously.
No, not this. This is long-haired Sam, I think.
Sam Hale.
Yeah, Sam.
A different Sam.
They have names.
Well, I was just trying to explain it to Gordo. It's a different Sam. So, yeah, he's trying to tell him the restaurant to go to if he ever finds himself in Gun Barrel City. And he talks about his dear departed friend, Norm does. And Jer cracks this joke.
Me?
Gun Barrel City.
Gun where they always shoot straight. And the restaurant to go to is the Rio Mar in Gun Barrel City. If you're ever there, Sam, you stop by. My late friend Dave Lawson introduced us to the Gun Barrel City Rio Mar.
But don't ask for him. He won't be there.
Okay, Jer. Jeez Louise, dude.
Didn't work out too well for him.
Wow. All right, let's go meatheads of the week.
Okay, I've been brought here a while. I can make those jokes.
Brought to you by Bob Steak and Chop House. Here he is, the presenter, Norm Hitzkus.
Yeah, I guess you can make those jokes, but man, he's talking about his buddy.
It was a little out of bounds, Jerry. I apologize to Norm later.
Okay.
That was
all right. That makes us all feel better. Yeah, as long as you apologize later. Good radio joke.
You're the first one up here to later apologize to Norm.
Don't ask for him. He won't be there.
Gun Barrel City.
Gun where they always shoot straight. And the restaurant to go to is the Rio Mar in Gun Barrel City. If you're ever there, Sam, you stop by. My late friend Dave Lawson introduced us to the Gun Barrel City, Rio Mar.
But don't ask for him. He won't be there.
Okay, Jer. Jeez Louise, dude.
Didn't seem to work out too well for him.
Wow. All right, let's go meatheads of the week.
Okay, I've been brought here to a while. I can make those jokes.
Brought to you by Bob Steak and Chop House. Here he is, the presenter, Norm Hitzkus.
How about that Sam walking right by the tackle and just stepping right on Norm? Poor Norm.
I doubt he's apologized.
Poor Norm. He had to choose that letter when talking about Wheel of Fortune, and then gets ganged up on by Sam and Jer. But it's Jer that's up for the E-Break, candidate number two. Candidate number three, this doesn't happen very often. Sometimes we will take a candidate from a television station, sometimes from another radio station. This comes to us from our Cumulus sister with the straw hat, KSCS, and their morning show, Hawkeye, Connected K, and Jasmine. And the E-Break is on Jasmine as they're talking about chickens.
Let me ask a question here. Okay, I know that you're allowed to raise chickens in most cities here in the Metroplex for the eggs, okay? But is the ordinance say for the eggs? I mean...
The eggs! I don't know. My mom has a chicken named Peter. I mean, I think can't you have a pet chicken too?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, I know you can have like chickens like that, but I mean, if someone was raising chickens and they were raising them because they wanted to eat the chicken, is that against the municipal code?
Well, yeah, because you have to, it has to be like FDA. I mean, you can't just be raising chickens and eating chicken meat.
Why can't you?
I don't know, but mom isn't eating Peter, I can tell you that. Wait, that's...
What? Oh, wow. No. Oh, God, you walked right into that one. Is she not? That's unfortunate.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. There's no way to recover that fumble.
Should we hit the delay?
You know, let it live. Peter,
God, that is a wacky FM morning show.
That's
a
lot going on there.
That's happening feet from you guys.
I know.
Very wacky. Was that Connected K with the subtle line of... she's not eating? Okay, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. It was funny.
Connected K wanting Jasmine's mom to get a little bit more activity in her life.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Norm, Jer, or Jasmine. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, Musers.
Howdy.
Hey, let's go with Norman V. Hitzkus, please.
All right, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
I want to touch the V. George, can I touch yours?
I don't have
Come
one.
Come on, George. Help him out.
I don't have a game show. I don't have one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Did a little research, and the research says that K touching the V is great.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Am I?
Yep. Think so.
Am I?
You're a tool.
Yeah, yes!
He's talking to you.
Yeah,
man.
No, he's telling you like
talking
it is.
To you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I've also heard Vanna White has to eat down at the Y.
Okay. Let's just all take it easy.
I'll register your vote, sir, but be careful. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Good morning, Clarence boys.
Howdy.
I'd like to vote responsibly for Big Strong Chair.
Okay.
Sir.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
I'm going to vote responsibly, but first I just want to say, George, you should have chose to kill Hawkeye when I gave you that bullet-pointed list last week. But I'd like to vote for the straight shooter, Jer.
Okay. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
This is D1, Jolie. And... And I wouldn't touch the V.
No! No! Never! Don't have your little girl call up here and say that.
Please tell me that was just a guy doing a voice.
Oh my! I don't think so.
I think, yeah. Oh I think God. It was.
No,
yeah.
That was a dad convincing his little girl to call up and say that.
No. It's a guy just doing a voice.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is a winner, too. Wow. That puts Norm over the top. As the winner, again, in the emergency break of the week.
3-4 months a year, something like that.
Yeah, it's a good gig if you can
and
get it.
What do you have to study for? I mean, you have to memorize a script? No, you got to go this and touch the V.
Ooh. Well.
Donnie.
Don, don't put me in it. Don't put me in it. You said it. Well, if that's the case, sign me the hell up.
Donnie.
What are you doing? Why am I being blamed for this?
Oh, I like that, man.
You said it. I don't even know if I want to do anything else.
Let's just go to break.
48. That's right. It's 11:48. Let's talk to Bob and Dan next on The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Ticket.
26 letters.
I know. And that's the one he picks. And then he's mad at me. Oh, my gosh. Oh. All right, here we go, Chair.
3, 2, 1, and
all right,
one.
So Norm with another victory, and we are getting very close to 100, are we not?
Oh, yes. 96th win for Norman Vagina Monologues Hitzkiss.
And now why do you say that?
Yeah, why would you say that word?
You think maybe Norm just was thinking the whole time that he was just repeating in his head, don't say the letter N. Maybe he was trying to not do that because he's stepped into that before.
When George was setting it up, that's the letter I thought Norm was going to say. Yeah.
Tone deaf Norm.
He is four away from the century mark. We have got to get a picture of him holding up a piece of paper in a locker room like Wilt when he had 100. We've got to get that same picture.
Yes.
There's so much we can do with Norm when he gets to 100. This is going to be so exciting.
Oh, it is. Will he hit it before football season? I don't know. You just never know about old Norm. But congratulations to him, the winner again in the emergency break of the week.